This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
There are four essential things if you want to win on the internet in 2021. Let's get into it.
Number one, find underpriced attention.
Everybody's so obsessed with, is this gonna be around?
Yeah.
I don't care if it's gonna be around. Right now,
yeah.
Is the radio station gonna be around? Yes, no, who gives a fuck? Tell me where everybody's attention is.
Yeah.
The streets.
Yeah.
Where it's underpriced. Listen, I want a TV show.
Wait, hold on.
Go
just
ahead.
To make clarify.
Please.
When you say underpriced, you're just talking about like.
Attention.
Okay.
So attention. Where's what I call underpriced attention? Instagram influencers. If you take all 300 million Americans and you ask them to sell this bottled water and they had unlimited budget, everybody had $1 million, how would they sell it? I believe that 90% of Americans would make a TV commercial.
Hmm.
Or do a billboard.
When that's some bullshit.
Correct.
Yeah.
What I would do with my money is I would give it to a bunch of influencers on Instagram and I would make one or two great videos for Facebook, 3 minutes long, and that's what I would do.
And that's exactly what these big corporations is doing, like Nike, even with Adidas, with me grabbing me to do a sneakers, like they're grabbing these influencers or
correct.
Socialites.
Correct, because you know what it is? You're underpriced.
Mm. And they could get you.
Of course, because just like me, my book sells 100,000 copies in a week, I'm making them money. They give me a $3 million advance, I'm happy.
Right.
Because I'm using them as a bank.
Right.
You're using Adidas as a bank.
Right.
You're getting the advance up front.
Yeah.
But
like the label, I'm using the label as a bank.
That's all it is. That's all it is. That's all, by the way.
I'm using y'all as a bank.
That's all it is. That's all it is. So what I do is I care only about them. I only care
I love y'all.
About Miranda. I only care about King David. I only care about Nicholas. I only care about Fala. I only care about
right.
them. Because they're
he
the only ones that
them.
Matter.
Right.
Because they're the attention arbitrage.
Right.
And that's why I give them so much love. And that's why I give all of my business advice away for free. Because I want to be more valuable to them
right.
than they are to me.
Right.
So underpriced attention to me is things like the Super Bowl in America costs $6 million. And I think it's unbelievably underpriced because 100 million people will watch your commercial. Meanwhile, I think a regular commercial on the telly is overpriced because there's assumptions about GRPs and Nielsen ratings that I just know are not true in common sense. Facebook organic used to be the greatest thing in the world. It doesn't even exist anymore. It's an ad product. Running the ads on Facebook as we do, and we to tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, there's a lot of ways to make it underpriced. It's by doing contextual creative at scale and doing 80 different media spends instead of one. There's ways to make it overpriced on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, where you just do one video and you just try to reach everybody 18 to 55. So I spend my life being religious around where's the nook and cranny that allows me to pay 5 cents that is really worth 20 cents on business in a minefield where there's a lot of places you can spend 20 cents and only get 5 cents value. That's what I mean by underpriced attention.
Number two, put out content.
So for me, one of the things that really stands out is if I was asking the normal quote unquote person to produce 100 pieces of content a day, I guarantee you that I'm probably subconsciously thinking that 50 of those are Twitter. You can write, you can retweet and add your 2 cents. All of a sudden, you're kind of there, right? The other thing is, I don't think people understand document versus create. I think people think you need D-Rock or Jason following you, Dustin following you around. I think it's just taking a picture. Like, I see content right here. Like, I see content in, maybe I have, this is probably my strength. I see content in everything. I think you should take a photo of us talking right now and tweet it and be like, holy shit, I'm doing this with Gary Vee right now.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, I did. I took
right?
one before you came in.
But like, there's Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
And you know, this is New York. You know, like I think there's a lot more content. And by the way, I think that can be done 15 to 20 times on Twitter, Instagram stories, and TikTok without any cost to the preciousness that is the main reason that everybody can't make 100 pieces of content.
Okay.
You know, taking a photo of what you see and adding one sentence is allowing people into your world and you start creating around common interests. You know, a lot of people are like, Gary, should I separate my business and life? I'm like, I put my Jets content in all my content. I put my garage sale stuff there. That has nothing to do with the marketing or the business running. Like, I think it's there, but I do think it's a strategy mindset. And I think everybody thinks this is useless and nobody would care. And I think you should let them decide. You're in the content business. Every fucking artist ever sucked until they put a banger out.
Exactly.
Like, everybody sucked until they put out a song that made them not suck. Alanis Morissette, nobody knew, killed it. You understand? It's as simple as that. And now that you have SoundCloud and fucking Spotify and YouTube, there's no more A&Rs and fucking MTV and fuck the labels. It's like, no fucking excuses. Get in studio, make a song, put it out, DM 1,000 influencers, hope somebody shares it, fucking then let the market decide. Like, I know everybody gets mad at me for saying like the same advice. It's the right advice. It's like how you get into better shape. Exercise and eating right. Sorry, that's what it is.
Number three, be authentic.
So let's get straight in. So tell me, we're talking about authenticity in a brand. What does it mean to you from a brand communication?
You know, this is an interesting question. I have a pretty, for this world, a pretty left field point of view on this. And my point of view is that we need to achieve relevance. I'm looking at 11, 12, 13 faces right now, and what Pepsi or BMW or Coca-Cola or Facebook means to all these people is actually different. And so for me, authenticity gets very close to relevancy, because when you're a big brand, there are so many variables in your world. There's so many things that you're doing. You know, some people may drink a cola to get a burst of energy. Others, it may be a reminder of spending time with their grandmother. And I think we're so literal in today's brand and marketing world. We're so stuck on sentences and adjectives, and we spend so much time on subjective things that don't matter to the consumer on the other end. So my perspective is, much like a human being, you and I are gonna act differently right now as humans in this interview than if we were with our family, than if we were on a weekend in Las Vegas with our best friends, than if we were presenting to 5,000 people. People are always like, Gary, you're a little bit different than when I see you on video. I'm like, yeah, I'm on stage to 7,000 people versus I'm here with you. There's different versions. And I think people struggle in ad land to understand things are multidimensional. And so for me, authenticity is actually being comfortable in the 7,400 variations of how you show up. And so I think that we are, that human beings, executives, are limiting brands' ability to be authentic because they want it to be so literal and so safe and so PR'd and so approved by the queen bee that I think we live in a very non-authentic world. And I think the reason humans continue to scale in popularity is they're a focus group of the audience. They're an executive group of one. And I think one of the reasons real celebrities are struggling and have lost share is they do have PR people. They do have big deals with movie studios that they're scared of breaking. And so I think anyone who could actually show all the versions of themselves will win. And I think right now the creative industry, A, isn't set up to make enough creative. B, has way too much B2B DNA in it to actually show up authentic. And this is not schizophrenia. This is not throw up against the wall and see what sticks. This is not being scattered. This is being true. And so I think authenticity has a far more, at its end, there's always a something that delivers at the end, a piece of content or creative. And I think it's being far more wide than it's been over the last 80 years.
The reason I have that feeling towards you as far as more of a friendship, even though we've never met before, don't know each other, is authenticity. You see somebody on social media and you're like, that's a good dude right there.
Well, and you know, and you and I got to hang out at Agent 2021 and in Mobile.
Yep.
There is a level of humility to you that you can sense in person.
Absolutely.
Way more than you can on video.
Yes, and it's almost.
By the way, I apologize for interrupting. Yeah, no. I'm like desperate to meet everybody, because to your point, and I'm sure you didn't sense that when I was talking directly to you, it's when you got to watch me work a room in my natural state, prep for going on stage. I know that about me. Mm-hmm. I know, literally last night I was telling my parents, that the one thing that I was telling them how I don't like somebody, let me rephrase, because it's not the truth, that I don't respect somebody that is a very famous business person because they're just not nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying last night, because my dad was in the room, we had an employee once steal $700,000 worth of wine from us. And I said,
that I would forgive that person tomorrow if they called me and helped them, which drives my dad crazy. I was racing. But I said, but if I saw somebody be unkind to a cashier at Burger King, it's a death blow. I can never have a real relationship with them again. You know, I assume, I mean, you can jump in here, but you got to see it when I knew you weren't watching, which then leads to the truth.
Well, you know what it was for me was we had just got back from Cuba.
I remember.
And you get pulled away right after we told you we got back from Cuba. You talk to everybody in the room and you come back. So tell me more about Cuba. It's like genuinely care, you know, and it's almost, I don't want to say off-putting, but it's like, because you're expecting bravado and you know, things like that. But it's like, wow, that's a really nice freaking dude.
You know, it's funny. When social started happening, I'm like, ooh, this is gonna be good for me, because what I knew is I genuinely like people. Yeah. Like, for example, when I came into this room, I didn't say hello because I'm strategically thinking when you leave, you'll tell everybody that Gary Vee's nice. I said hello because it's my natural being. That's what Cuba was. Yeah. It's exhausting to try to game it.
Right.
Sure.
You can't game it.
Number four, sell your thing.
I would highly recommend you focus on sales. You have to figure out, can you sell your thing? Whatever that is, it's a service, sell out the show, your thing that you actually sell. If you're not capable of selling as a solopreneur, there's really nothing else that matters, because money intake is the way you continue to the next move, right? It's like up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, BA, select, start, powers up your lives and contra. Like, you need lives. And cash is that Nintendo cheat sheet hack. And so that's what it is. Cash is oxygen. Cash, say it with me, Vayner Nation. Cash is oxygen. Cash is oxygen. Super important. I see this from entrepreneurs to the biggest companies in the world. I'm fascinated that we don't have more sophisticated conversations of separating branding and marketing and sales. For how many people here follow me and like my stuff? Great. What you guys are feeling is branding. You're feeling branding. I'm paying out to build a halo effect of what Gary Vee means. It's why you like it, because I'm not selling you. The selling that branding comes is when my book comes out in January this year, you're gonna feel somewhere between guilt, because I gave it all away for free, to just passionate and wanna support, somewhere between there, which creates a sale. I know that, but here is the most important thing. This is where everybody fucking breaks down, because I see some faces that I know. And this is where people break down on my thing. I give everything away for free. I hope it creates brand. And then I have moments of whether my sneaker that's coming out on my birthday in November this year, or a book in January, or something else. I hope and think and expect and would like to think it converts into sales. But here's the single most important thing. If it doesn't convert, I am not crippled. Where people struggle is they give with expectation of return. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlighted review is Changing My Life by 1258. I listen to this every day on my way to work. It sets the tone for my day. It inspires me. It's thought-provoking. Thank you to Gary and to all the people that work in the background to help bring us his content. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.